What keeps you up at night? The unknowns of running a business, growing pains, benefit cost increases, whatever's keeping you up, Arion can give you peace of mind when it comes to HR services. Arion helps you navigate the complexities of employment by providing attractive and competitive benefits, handling your payroll, onboarding, compliance, and more. Plus, Arion is local, so you can have face-to-face interaction with your HR experts. Turn business concerns into business success. Visit AURION.com. No matter the size, age, or activity level of your best friend, you want a dog food that's natural, feeds great, and is full of all the goodness you demand. That's what's packed into every bag of Country Vet Naturals. Country Vet Naturals is just what the name says. Natural goodness in every bag. Grain-free? Sure. There's a grain-free cat and dog food and treats. Learn more and find a dealer at countryvetnaturals.com. Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets. Trusted by owners.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. Let's see what happened on Wall Street today, and more importantly, why? At the bell today, the Dow gained 212 points, with Merck rising by a whopping 2.6%. We'll tell you why in just a moment. The S&P 500 climbed by 0.8%, with telecommunications rising. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ was up by 0.7%. While the U.S. bombed the hell out of Syria on Friday, there wasn't much thought about that today. Investors were looking at earnings, not bombings. Bank of America reported better-than-expected quarterly results. The bank earnings were helped by loan growth and, yeah, those lower corporate taxes. The earnings season is off to a good start so far. Last week, BlackRock, JP Morgan Chase, and Citigroup reported better-than-expected earnings. Remember, lower taxes, higher rates of interest, who couldn't win, for crying out loud? In economic news, U.S. retail sales, they rose by 0.6% in March, boosted by a 2% jump in auto sales. Meanwhile, Merck shares popped after the company said its cancer treatment drug, Keytruda, reduced the risk of death in the trial of 51% when combined with chemotherapies versus chemo alone. What happened today when the dust settled? The Dow Jones Industrial Average, as we said, was up, ended up the day at 24,573. NASDAQ was up by 0.7% at 71.56. S&P 500 gained as well, and ended at 26.77. When we come back, Laura Kennard's in studio. What are we talking about? Well, we're talking about, she's got a really interesting thing she's working on. She can't tell much about it right now, but we wanted to at least tease you. And then we're talking about networking and educational opportunities for business here in the Metro going forward. Laura Kennard, coming up next on the Business News Hour.